All right, we'll say good evening. So tonight we're actually going to do a piece from Nachali Dvash, a little piece from Rabbi Nachman on the Parsha. I have some beautiful... Next week we might devote ourselves exclusively to doing a couple of Maisalach of Rabbi Nachman, because there are a couple of real beautiful ones, but the truth is we'll occupy most of our time. But I saw this beautiful idea in the Parsha, and I thought it'll be nice for us to do it. So let's take a look. So the Pasuk says, we're now beginning a Parsha's Baloscha. So Baloscha as Haneros almul pnei haMenorah Ya'iru Shevas Haneros. Remember again, in this week's Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Aaron the obligation, the mitzvah, to kindle the menorah. Now, of course, when we look at this, this comes across as very strange, given the fact that the menorah has already been instructed, or I should say the tzivoy of the menorah, has already been given back in Parshas Truma. But as we know, in Parshas Truma was the fabrication of the menorah. In Parshas Baloscha is the actual mitzvah of the hadlok of the menorah. And of course, we're familiar with the famous Rashi. You know, the definition of a famous Rashi is any Rashi you know is a famous Rashi. The famous Rashi that brings down that denotes the juxtaposition between the Parsha of the Nesim and last week's Parsha, the offering of the tribal princes, with the menorah in this week's Parsha. So what's the connection? So remember, Rashi HaKadosh writes, the Fisha Cholsha Daito Shal Aaron. Aaron was very upset. Aaron was very upset. He felt left out of the fact that he didn't get to participate. Neither he nor Shevet Levi got to participate in the offering of the tribal princes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, don't be upset. Shalcha gidol mishalohen. The opportunity you have is even greater than the opportunity they will have, because you have the opportunity for menorah. You have the opportunity to kindle the menorah. See, this is the parasha I mentioned last time, the parasha here. Now, this is the famous Ramban, because the Ramban is bothered by, like most of the Mefarshim, why is it that this is the most important thing for Aaron? I mean, Aaron gets to offer the ketores. Aaron gets to go into the Kodesh Kodashim in Yom Kippur. So what's right? What's the pshat? So why is this the greatest thing? So the famous Ramban that sees this as a scriptural allusion to the miracle of Hanukkah, right? That ultimately, again, at times of the Syrian Greek Second Temple era, so the rededication of Jewish life ultimately occurs with the rekindling of the menorah. So the Baruch Hu is telling Aaron, not only is this a mitzvah now, but in the future when the light of Yiddishkeit, you know, there's an existential threat that it's going to be extinguished, you're going to reignite it, your children are going to reignite it through the Maisa Hadlaka. So look at, so let's continue. So Rabbi Nachman quotes Rashi, and Rashi says, Baloscha Saneros. So the interesting Lashon here is Baloscha. Baloscha literally means when you go up, or Baloscha Saneros literally means when you lift up the candles, when you go up to the candles. So Rashi gives two pshatim here. The first pshat is that the menorah was tall. And in fact, there were three steps leading up to the menorah. So, Baloscha Saneros means Aaron, when you ascend the three steps to get to the menorah. But then Rashi quotes a different idea. Baloscha Saneros, Shetei Shalheves Ola Me'eleha. The idea is that the Shalheves, the flame of the menorah, should go up, should flicker up by itself. You know, the Derech of Fire, we're actually learning this in the morning, in the Silas Yisharim, the Derech of Fire, Ish, is that Ish always flickers. I'm sorry?
And the daf.
Right, I remember about Ish and the daf also, that's true. Is that fire always flickers upwards. Right, that's the nature of fire. That's ultimately, again, the word Ish that Ramchal writes. Ish comes from Ish. The yisod of Ish ultimately is always flickering upwards. So according to Rashi, Baloscha Asaneros means the following. Aaron, when have you fulfilled the mitzvah of hadlaka? When have you fulfilled the mitzvah of kindling? When the fire itself flickers upwards. Meaning, so when the fire is taken onto the wick enough that the fire continues to flicker upwards, then you know that you fulfilled the mitzvah. So Rabbi Nachman here.
Then what comes down when it goes up? Does Hashem send something down on it?
You mean with the fire?
Right.
So that right now, that's just the din and the nature of fire, without even getting into any spiritual qualities. Right now, this is just Rashi is giving a pshat. Baloscha means, because, like, you know, when you light a wick, so it doesn't always catch immediately. So Rashi seems to be saying on a very simple level that light the wick in such a way that the fire catches, that you see the flames jumping upwards. Look what Rabbi Nachman writes. Ksiv, he quotes the pasuk from Tehillim. Achar v'kadam tzartani. Ribbono Shel Olam made me achar v'kedem. Now he made me again in the back and in the front. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create me? So you understand, the Gemara quotes this pasuk. There's a machlokes as to what Adam HaRishon looked like. So is Adam HaRishon a man? That's one opinion. And then Chava was subsequently created from the rib of Adam. But of course, the second opinion was what? Du Pirtzufin. Du Pirtzufin means there were two people fused into one body. The front part male, the back part female. They were fused into one entity. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and split them off subsequently. So says the Pasuk, Siv, Pasuk says, Achor v'kadem tartani, Ribbono Shel Olam, you fashioned me achor, in back, and in front. Look what the Rebbe writes. Ki yesh sechel, she'odem masig osu aydi hakdamas rabos. We'll say there's a level of sechel, a level of understanding, that a person is able to acquire after an incredible amount of preparation. So Seichel in this context represents spiritual understanding. There are some levels of spiritual understanding that come about as a result of incredible effort, incredible avoda. I put in my effort, I put in my time, I put in my avoda, and I come to a certain level of understanding. V'aseichel hazeh, this level of understanding, is mechuna b'shem achor, is ultimately called the back. Meaning, the idea is it represents that there's much effort behind me, and once there's much effort behind me, then I'm able to reach a level of understanding, of spiritual awakening and enlightenment. V'yesh seichel, shebali adam below shum hakdama. We'll say then there's another level of understanding or spiritual enlightenment that comes to a person without any level of preparation. Elo, ayyedei shenishpalo milamalo shef aloki. But rather, say, how do you get it? The Ribbono Shel Olam showers it down upon me. I didn't prepare for it. I didn't do anything to receive it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave it to me. We'll say, we've learned this concept before. Rav Levi Yitzchak talks about this in his first Vartik, Kedushas Levi. Seeks out the idea of his orus de la ila versus his orus de la tasa. Inspiration from above and inspiration from below. Inspiration from below means I put in the effort. I put in the effort to self-inspire. I put in the effort, I work hard, and I become inspired. That's his orus de la tasa, awakening from below. His orus de la ila means sometimes, and we all experience these moments, I just feel inspired. I didn't do anything. I didn't work for it. I didn't put in all that much effort, or maybe sometimes any effort at all. I just suddenly feel inspired. So the Rebbe just refers this as seichel. He says there's what's called seichel, that you get enlightenment, spiritual understanding, that you get as a result of an incredible amount of preparation. And then sometimes seichel just comes from shefa eloki. Sometimes ultimately, again, it just comes from above. The emotional just gives it to me. Ve'hu mechuna b'shem kedem. Panim. So ultimately, this type of inspiration from above is called, if self-inspiration as a result of work is achor, is the back, so inspiration that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called kedem, it's called the front. V'hislavus halev nolad machmas tenuas ha-seichel. And this is amazing. Rabbi Nachman's model, he says inspiration begins with the seichel and not the lev. First, the seichel. Now, by the way, I just want to point out, seichel doesn't necessarily have to mean intellect. Seichel just means understanding. So inspiration first begins with seichel, first begins with understanding, and then ultimately that creates an inspired heart. See, he writes over here, Ve'slavus haleg nolot, machmas tenuas haseichel. When a person has a heightened level of understanding, that's what leads to inspiration of the heart. Kiteva ha-tenuos, shemoli, let's listen to this. Right? When a person's exercising, so a person engages in a lot of physical activity, what does that do? A person perspires, right? Creates chum, creates body heat. Ulefi mehiras tenuas haseichel kein molut chum b'lev. We'll say the more energy and the more movement there is in the seichel, the more warmth there is in the heart. So in other words, that ultimately the same way when you move the body, it generates heat in the body. When you move the seichel, when the seichel is expanded, when I have a greater understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam, appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that creates inspiration. Inspiration comes from intellectual or mindful enlightenment or understanding. And the more the seichel is used, the more the lev is awakened. Nimtza, sha'ayidei ha-shef ha-loki, sha'seichel nishpali adam ha-mehiros b'lo shomikdamos. So therefore, it turns out that what? That through the shef ha-loki, the energy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that ultimately Shasechom Nishbar La'adam Mihiris Lagdamos. So remember, sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam showers His Shefa, showers His divine blessing, His divine energy upon me. That awakens my Seichel. That awakens my Seichel. When my Seichel is awakened, what gets awakened next? After the Seichel is awakened, then what gets awakened? The Lev, right? The heart. The heart. The heart gets awakened after the Seichel is awakened. Then what happens? Aidezeh shall heves halev ola ubo eres tabid ne'elah. Then the heart is able to be on fire all by itself. So the model that the Rebbe is writing is the following. That spirituality or spiritual enlightenment, or we'll call it spirituality, dveikus, ultimately begins with the Seichel, with an understanding or appreciation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. There are two ways in which the Seichel of man is turned on. Sometimes it's because I self-inspire. I strive for the Zayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I push myself for the Zayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, my Seichel is expanded. And there are times where God just showers down divine energy upon me. He just goes in and showers down that Seichel to me. I don't do anything to get it. But ultimately, again, I just receive it. After the Seichel is awakened, the Seichel is like the exercise for the lave. So just like the exercise of the body causes a chom, causes a heat in the body, so too when the Seichel is expanded, that's when the heart is awakened. That's when the heart begins to feel that emotion, that spiritual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I will say, enough Seichel gets the heart going by itself. Now watch this. So look at the next page.
And this is a Isra'usa Dela'ilah?
This is, either way, meaning the process is the same. The Seichel is enlightened either through above or through below. But once the Seichel is awakened, the net effect is the same, which is an awakened Seichel ultimately creates a chom in the lev. Once the Seichel is engaged, once I have an understanding or a greater appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that creates a feeling. In other words, what Rabbi Nachman, by the way, also, just you should point out, is interesting. The Rambam says something very similar. The Rambam discusses the mitzvah Torah of Yehavta Hashem Lokecha. So the Rambam writes, Ketzat hi avas Hashem. How do you come to love God? Love is an emotion. How do you come to love God? The Rambam posits the way you come to love God is through understanding God, right? And the Rambam's approach is understand God through His creations, and you'll come to love Him. So Rabbi Nachman is saying something very similar, just using different types of wording and imagery. Rabbi Nachman says, the way to come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my lave, it doesn't start here, it actually starts here. The Seichel is the first portal of connection. Through understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through actively trying to figure out, how can I come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So again, that act of exercising the Seichel, that awakens the lave. The difference is that there are two ways in which the Seichel becomes awakened. Sometimes the Seichel is awakened through my dynamic activity, and sometimes the Ribbono Shel Olam awakens my Seichel. But once the Seichel is awakened, that it's like the blood of the heart begins to pump. The chum of the heart is there. That's where the emotion kicks in. Look at this. Aval E.F. Sharlovelazeh. So the Rebbe writes, I'm on page where it says Resh Chaf Tes on the top left. Aval E.F. Sharlovelazeh. Ella ayide shikadesh es piv chatmo einav oznav. Rabbos, in order to come to this level where the lave is awakened, person has to be mekadesh his mouth, his nose, his eyes, and his ears. What does this mean? Dahainu sheyishmar. What does it mean to be mekadesh your mouth? Dahainu sheyishmar as atzmo milahotzi sheker mipiv. Rabbos said the first thing is a person has to be careful not to lie. Person shouldn't say sheker. Let's say, you know, we all know that lying is not good. Okay, everyone, again, you don't have to be a frum Jew to know that. You don't have to be a Torah Jew to know that. People say, but the question is, why isn't lying good? So you could say it's dishonest, it's not good for your interpersonal relationships. That is true. But there's something much more fundamental, which is that the greatest koach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the greatest strength, is the koach HaDibor. It's that koach HaDibor, it's that power of strength that sets us apart and aside from the animal kingdom. When a person abuses his koach hadibur, a person abuses his power of speech, he's relegated himself to the status of an animal. So therefore the Rebbe says, the only way to have a heart that's infused with passion and fire, the only way to have a heart that is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a person has to safeguard these things. Number one, you have to safeguard your peh. You have to safeguard, ultimately again, you have to safeguard your mouth. How do you safeguard your mouth? Don't say sheker. Don't lie. That's number one. Next. This is interesting. And you should have, we'll say, you know, how do we translate Yira Shamayim? So often we translate it as fear of heaven. So it could mean fear. Rabbi Yitzchok understands that Yira means reverence. Why? Because the Rebbe said like this. Rabbi Yitzchok said, because here's the problem. Fear is an emotion that sets things apart. So for example, I fear fire. So by definition, I want to keep a distance from fire. So could it be that we're supposed to keep a distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That sounds counterintuitive. We're spending a lot of trying to get closer. Rather, it must be that what Yiras Hashem means is an appreciation for the greatness, a reverence for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you have reverence for something, I place it on a pedestal. I don't put my arm around something I have reverence for. I don't go ahead and say, hey, what's up? There's something I have reverence for. I put it on a pedestal. Yiras Hashem means, Ribono Shel Olam, I love you, but I put you on a pedestal. So the Rebbe says, Rebbe Menachem says, that Yiras Hashem is associated with the nose. Why? Because the pasuk from Yeshaya, Ve'erichu b'Yiras Hashem, that a person should have the scent of Yiras Hashem. You know, Bosai, you know, by the way, that the koach, the sense olfactory. Of smell, or is it olfactory?
Yeah, yes.
Olfactory?
O-L-F.
O-L-F.
Olfactory.
Olfactory. Isn't there an E in there? O-L-E? No, it's olfactory. All right, good. So it's good. I trust you. Sorry. So, right, right. Good. You'll check. So the sense of smell was the only sense that was not affected by the sin of Adam Arishon. Right. That's how it was. Because if you think about it again, taste was affected ultimately again because Adam ate from the forbidden fruit. Right. So hearing was affected because he listened to Chava. The only sense that was not affected was smell. That's why, by the way, that's why, interestingly enough, olfactory. Right. So that's why, interestingly enough, we know it's one of the reasons for besanim on Matzei Shabbos. Why? So remember, the reason we go ahead and we take Pesach on Matzei Shabbos is because Chazal tell us, Shabbos you have neshama, you have an extra soul. When Shabbos leaves, the soul, the neshama is very sad. And the way you make the neshama happy is through smelling besanim. What does one thing have to do with the other? Because smell is the only sense that was never impacted by chait. Therefore, the sense that's the most direct connection to the soul is the sense of smell. That's why on Matzei Shabbos, when I want to gladden my soul, I can't use the other senses because they're somewhat tainted. But the sense of smell is absolutely untainted. That's why, again, the Gemara says, for example, before Yaakov Avinu was the first one to daven for sickness. Before Yaakov Avinu, how did people die? So the Medrash writes, they sneezed. They sneezed, and the soul would just come out. They would sneeze, and that's it. It's one of the reasons why, again, the minhag developed to say l'chaim when people sneeze. Because people, literally, sneezing used to be a sign of death. So this, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes in and creates us, how does he breathe life into man? Vayipach ba'apa, through the nose. So ultimately, says the Rebbe, that from the Navi Yishayah, the Hericho b'iras Hashem, ultimately, it is the sense of smell that represents Yiras Hashem. V'yelo emunas chachamim hatalei ba'aznayim. And you have to have belief in the sages. We both say very important yisod. Person has to believe in Chazal. So what's the Rebbe's belief in Chazal? That's the ears. Bebechinas shema divrei chachamim. Listen to the words of the sages. V'ya'atzin eindav mira ospira. And we both say a person has to close off his eyes from seeing negative things. We both say, now what does it mean to see negative things? So that could mean a couple of different things. First of all, that means, of course, looking at inappropriate things, which that of course we know, but also in addition it means, you know, let's say there are some people that are so good at sensing the deficiencies and what's wrong with the other, right? Some people like habits, like a skill set. They can talk to you for 5 minutes and they can tell you all the things that are wrong with you. But let's say that's not a desired skill set, because people who walk around life and see all that's wrong, nebuch, the world is a terrible place. People are really terrible if all you see are their faults. So a person has to watch their eyes from seeing that which is negative. So Moses, listen to this. So therefore, it turns out that you have to guard your mouth from speaking sheker. You have to guard your nose, right? Scent means Yiras Hashem, a fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reverence of God. You have to guard your ears. That means listen to the words of Chazal. So he goes on, he says, Ki apeh hachotem ha'inayim v'haznayim shehem shivas hanakavim sheberosh. Nikra. So we'll say, so before you say this next line, so the Rebbe says, remember, in order the Seichel awakens the Lev. But in order to keep the lev burning, in order to keep the lev passionate, the Rebbe says it only works if a person is mekadesh his mouth, i.e. don't speak sheker. A person is mekadesh his nose, chotmo, which means again, cultivate your yiras Hashem. A person guards his eyes, don't look at inappropriate things, and don't see the negative things in this world. And aznav, a person guards his ears, meaning he listens to the words of Chazal. If I do all of those things, then I keep my heart burning. Well, says Rabbi Nachman, those things represent the seven openings of the body. So I read this like 5 times. Wondering, where does he come up with seven? Where does he come up with seven? Because again, 2 ears, 2 eyes, a mouth, and a nose. It's very simple. It's two nostrils. So the nose counts as 2. So these are the 7 openings. These are the 7 openings of the body. So the Rebbe says, Nikroim Shivas Haneros Shebeminora. The Rebbe says these 7 openings correspond to the 7 branches of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Hainu HaRosh. Ki hem HaSharim Shel HaMoach. Because these 7 openings, these are the entrance, Rebbe say, to the mind, to the Seichel. Vehem Orim also Shebechinas Kadam Panim. Dainu Sheyar Alev HaShef HaLuki Kilomar Panim HaMenorah. Rebbe say, so amazingly enough, these 7 openings correspond to the 7 branches of the menorah. Just like the 7 branches of the menorah are there to illuminate the Beis HaMikdash, to illuminate the Mishkan. So if a person takes care of the 7 things, I take care of my mouth, I don't lie, I take care of my nose, I have Yiras Hashem, I take care of my eyes and careful what I look at and how I see the world, and I'm careful with my ears, I listen to the words of Chazal. So if I do those things illuminate the moach. Remember, those are all in my head. They illuminate the seichel, they illuminate the intellect, they illuminate the mind. And once I illuminate the mind, then what? What? When there's an open seichel creates what? A passionate heart. A passionate lev. Says the Rebbe, this is the pshat in the pasuk. V'zeh perish ba'alochscha es haneros elmul p'nei ha-menorah ya'iru shevas haneros. Isn't that beautiful this is? This is the meaning when it says to Aaron, when you lift up the candles, when you lift up the neros, almul p'nei ha-menorah, opposite the menorah, ya'iru shevas haneros. Perish Rashi, remember what did Rashi say? Shetehei shalheves ola me'ela aron. What's the goal when you light the menorah? The goal when you light the menorah is that you want to kindle the flame in a way that what? That it continues to remain kindled on its own. That you kindle it once and it continues to burn. It continuously burns. Hainu, shetekadish eshivas haneros. Aaron, your job is to sanctify the 7 candles. Shayidezeh. Tiska lefanei hamenorah shef aloki. Because ultimately, again, Aaron, your goal is if you guard the 7 candles, the 7 candles corresponding to what? To the 7 openings on the head. If you guard the 7 candles, then ultimately you will be able to receive the shefa. You'll be able to receive the divine energy from above that will awaken the moach, awaken the intellect, and ultimately go ahead and awaken the lev. Ad shetei shalheves olam eileho. Until ultimately the shalheves, the flame, is able to burn on its own. Hainu shalheves ha. The goal ultimately is that the flame of the heart should burn towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is amazing? Where there is fire, you know the amazing part about fire? Is that fire purges impurity. So if a person is able to ignite the seichel through the Shiva Neros, if a person is able to ignite the seichel through the 7 candles, by not lying, watching my peh, by ultimately sanctifying my nose, ultimately having Yiras Hashem, by watching my eyes, guarding my eyes, watching what I look at, and ultimately not just seeing the negative in the world, watching my ears, listening to the words of Chazal, that's able to go ahead and open up the seichel. Those things safeguard the head, safeguard the seichel. That allows me to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the seichel is expanded, that allows the heart to be ignited. That's the Aaron. Light the candles. Sanctify the 7 openings. And when you do so, the seichel will be expanded. When the seichel is expanded, the heart will be inspired. And if you expand the seichel enough and inspire the heart enough, then what? The heart will be on fire. And the heart will not just be on fire for a little bit, but rather what? Shetehesh shalheves ola me'ilao. Ultimately, it will continue to burn. And says the Rebbe, with this will end. The Rebbe says that when the heart's on fire, there's another byproduct. V'ayidezeh, zochim legaresh hazrach hatumah. When the heart is on fire, you're able to chase away any impurities. Haruach shtus ulatar halev. The spirit of impurity to purify the heart. Kitava ha'esh shemegareish ha'avir kimoshen lira b'chush etzlak hanas reifa. So literally, he says that fire chases away oxygen. So the truth is, it's more scientifically accurate to say what? Fire consumes oxygen. In other words, fire sucks out the air, sucks out the oxygen. So the idea is where there is esh, the ruach hatuma can't exist. Isn't that amazing? Where there is a heart on fire, where there's fire, the fire sucks up all the other ruach. There is no place for the ruach hatuma where there is the beautiful esh. He goes on, sha'ayde koach ha'esh ha'avir barech v'doches adarm shabam milu oso. Through the esh sucks up all of the ruach hatuma, pushes it away. So too, when my heart is on fire for the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ruach HaTumah Yotzeis Mimenu. The Ruach HaTumah simply dissipates. So also, if we bring this all together, the Rebbe is teaching us an incredible yisod. First of all, that on the path to connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the path to HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't start here, it actually starts here. That a person uses their seichel and says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to seek you out. It's true, there are times in life where the seichel is expanded from above. I can't explain it, I don't know why, but I feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I say, that's a big bracha, but you know, you never bank on freebies, not even spiritual ones. You have to create your own spirituality. So therefore, it's our job to try to expand the seichel. I need, ultimately, my seichel, my mind, my thoughts, to want to engage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how do I turn on my seichel? So the Rebbe suggests that ultimately that's the message of the menorah. Just like the menorah had seven branches ultimately to create light, so too, again, there are seven portals into the seichel. And if I safeguard those seven portals, the mouth, the nostrils, the eyes, and the ears, each representing their own thing, that's how the seichel comes alive. Once the seichel comes alive, Rebbe, so then what happens? Once the seichel is ignited, then the heart is able to ignite. And the amazing part is that once you get that heart ignited, the goal is ignited in such a way that what? Shetei shal heves olam me'eleha. That once it's burning, I want it to keep on burning. And above say a burning heart, a passionate heart, ultimately is not just wonderful because it's a passionate heart. But what's even more amazing is that where there's a passionate heart for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for Yiddishkeit, the Ruach HaTumah can't exist. Because where there is fire, the fire sucks up all of the ruach. So once the heart is on fire, once the passion is there, by definition, the ruach hatumah is driven away. We'll say this becomes aravoda. Everything begins with a desire here to want to connect. That's where everything begins. You know, sometimes we become so focused on the mechanistic details of mitzvos that we forget that the first step to connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins with the seichel. What do I want out of life? What do I want with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And if I begin by saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want a relationship with you. I want to find you. I want to seek you out. I want to connect with you in such a profound way. And I want to ignite my seichel. And I'm going to safeguard my seichel by taking care of those seven different portals. Then the heart becomes inspired. Once the heart becomes inspired and you keep fanning that flame, then it's Tehei Shal Heves Olam Me'eleha. The flame goes up by itself. And once the heart is on fire, then I have the koach to go ahead and draw out all the other air. I have the ability to draw out and to push away the Ruach HaTumah. All right, the boss, we'll stop over here. Wow. Amazing piece, though. No?